all our guru parampara are here. Radha Krishna conjugal, Gaur Nityananda. We should fix our goal. I am always telling, our goal is the love that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to spread. One pointed Radha Dasya. Tavai Vasmi, Tavai Vasmi. Na Jivami Swayam. Iti Bigyane Radhe. Krishna is coming and he is giving so much things. Even Krishna directly coming and giving will not take. Well, we can pray him also. That your Pran Natheshwari Radhika, you should engage me in her service. So our object is to serve Srimati Radhika. Also in Golok Vrindavan. Nothing less than this, nothing. But for this, you will have to do stories like more than Dhruva. He did 1 month, and you will have to do so many. You will have to be like Prahlad Maharaj first, to make your platform. If you are not like Prahlad Maharaj, you cannot progress. There will be so many desires. Nisimha Dev himself told that, oh, I want to give you any boon. As you like, you can. He told that, I am not a beginner. Never. And he never took anything. So be like this. Don't serve Krishna in your home, in your heart, here and there. For money or worldly problems. Never. Only one problem. That should be solved. How to serve Radha? How to serve Radha, Krishna conjugal? Only this, nothing else. From beginning, have all these things, then be Prahlad Maharaj. There were so many qualities in him. Akrit Doh, Maitri, Karuna, Kripalu, Akrit Droha, so many. If anyone is doing mischief to him, nothing. His father did how many things? Give poison. He throw in the ocean from
mountain.
Poisonous snakes were given. Elephants, mares were. But he was nothing to blame his father. He blamed? Never he blamed. And he was always not upset, not thinking any of these problems. What problems are coming? Krishna used to solve. And he never told to Krishna and prayed that, oh, so many problems are coming. So if you are not like same, then you will be always upset. So many desires are there. You cannot hear Harikatha like that. Then more become more. Like next time in Chitraketu Maharaj, always have lesson from Bharat Maharaj, how to be disattached from this world and attached to Krishna. But we are not satisfied by these things. We will be satisfied by the character and shikshas, instruction of Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Goswami is so more lax time than Bharat and Prahlad and others. How sweet his all prayers of Vilap Kush Manjali, you will see. The glory of Raghunath Goswami where? Not in renounce, not in taking Mahaprasadam only in Jagannathpuri or the rotten rice taking there. No. This is not his glory. It is for external, for external persons. His glory where? Shirupa Manjari Karatshi Tapadu Padma Goshchandranam Pujari. Like this. Hanath Gokul Sudhakara Suprasanna Braktar Vrinda Madurashmita He Kripadra Vajat Viharati Pani Piyarat Tatraiva Maya Naya Priyasina. Oh, Raghunath Das Goswami pray. I was here in Vrindavan, in Radhakund, with so great hope. But if, O Srimati Radhika, you are not merciful to me, then I have no connection with Krishna. I don't need to live in Govardhan, in Radhakund, and nothing, no connection. O Krishna, please take me where Srimati Radhika is there. Without Radhika, I cannot be there. So, these are the glories of Raghunath Das Goswami. We should try to take all these things. If this greed will come, then no world, no attraction of wife, husband, children, and wealth and reputation, nothing will be there. I want to teach you all there. I'm not going to make you householders like worldly. If there is some lust, anything, attraction for world, I want to give, you cannot take it. You will deprive of it. So I want. If you are householder, you should be, but not attached. Not attached. My Gurudev is very merciful. Oh, he has given me marriage with a very good
devotee.
Oh, this is not his mercy. We should be like Narada Rishi, cutting. In this you have no happiness, nothing. How trickly Narada Rishi used to cut all these things by his
words
like swords, more than. So Guru has not come to give any rupees, any wealth or worldly things. Some things that I have given so much, I am doing so far. But do you know what Rupa Goswami has given to this world? Any money? Any house? Any lady or boy? Nothing. He has not come for. But high class of love of conjugal and Radhika he came. So we should try to realize their glories. Where their glories, and try to realize and
advance
step by step. For this I have come, not to give marriage to anyone to do this, that. Oh, they cannot control, so I say you should be with me. But really this is not the message of Mahaprabhu Arupa. So try to realize all these things. And be one-pointed in the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Goswami, always. Anyhow, you should maintain your life. And if you are householder, be like this. Always serving. Always training, giving training to their children to be a very high class of devotee. Like this. Give from beginning some renounced teachings like Prahlad Maharaj, like Haridas Thakur gave to Raghunath Das Goswami. If
Guru. Is very qualified, but at the same time is very hard. Ruler like what?
Controller.
If he gives some slap, and he may tell that you should go away from me. He may tell. But if you are giving him, not understanding his thing, then you are most foolish than donkeys and asses. You cannot help Gurudev. If you are thinking that I am helping Gurudev, you cannot. You are not qualified to help Gurudev. Gurudev is helping. You should try to understand all this. What harm if any, all will go, disciples? Any harm to Gurudev?
No harm.
But mercifully he is with us. You should realize. And then you can go so high things. Go,
Pramana. Should we have the Manju Vasini Didi here and Madan Mohini, if we want to do one song?
Yes.
One song for you.
Yes. You can give this to
Mike.
You have trained all.
They have trained me.
I know that you can train your dogs even. They should speak, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Your horse is also.
One little dog,
the keepers, the dust, they all have ears. So if you are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare
Rama,
more than this also, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Your senses will be controlled. You will be controlled. Your ears will be controlled. Your mind will be controlled. And all the creepers will hear. All the trees will hear. All the atmosphere, atoms in atmosphere will hear. And they will be liberated. If nothing doing, but they will be liberated by that. And if we, with love and affection, in the guidance of any Braja Rasik, then nothing. Anyone cannot stop in the way going to Golok Vrindavan. Go, Pramana.
Se Agyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurunumilitam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyayivacha patitanam pamanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo mahabadannaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne gaurasite gurave gaurachandraya radhikayai sadalaye Krishnaya Krishna bhaktaya tadabhaktaya
Yam prabrajantamanupetamapetakrityam dvaipayano virahakataraya juhava putreti tanmetaya sarvohni saṁ sarvabhūtaridayam tavai vāsmi na jivāmi tvaya vina iti vijjaya rādhe tam naimāmaśya bhaktya vihinaya parādarśya cittāśya kāmāditaram kripāmai tvam saranam prapanna brinde numaste charanar bindam brinde numaste charanar bindam. Can I read? Make this. I want that senior disciples of Swamiji, they may come forward. Oh, there are so many there, after you should, but others, they can may come here. You should come here. My Bharat and all others. Oh, he is the, okay. They should be here. Take your mṛdanga from there, anywhere you're keeping here. There. Navin should come in last and he will see. Always a problem for me. Markandeya Prabhu, very much Markandeya Prabhu. He has come? Has he come?
Yes.
Oh, you know that my English is very lame and poor. So sometimes I want to make any subject so much clear, but it may be that I could not come, make it clear. Yesterday in my class I told that we should try to hear Srimad Bhagavat from superiors. And if realized, then Rasik Vaishnava, oh, very good. So everywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, everywhere it is written, Ja Bhagavat Pada Vaishnavera Sthane. Perhaps you know all. Ja Bhagavat Pada Vaishnavera Sthane. What is the meaning? Pada. Pada means read. If you want to read Srimad Bhagavat, you should first go to any superior Rasik Vaishnava and there you should hear and know how it is read. You should know the process. After hearing, then you can read and realize anything. Also it has been written, those who have no high class of association, they cannot take the meaning of Srimad Bhagavat. I know in India, from beginning to end, that all the Mayabadi sannyasi, high learned in Sanskrit, always talking and giving lectures in Sanskrit, knowing so many meanings of each word, its verbal roots, everything. But why they become like Mayabadi? They cannot take art. They also explain Jiva Goswami and others, but they cannot take. That is why it has been told. It has told also that Aham Vedmi, Shankar is telling. Shankar means who Shankar? Mahadev. Vaishnavanam Jathar Sambho. Supreme Vaishnav. Adi Vaishnav. Shankar. He is telling. Aham Vedmi, I know the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukho Vetti. And after that, Sukh knows. And Vyaso Vetti na Vettiva. Whether Vyas know or not, there is some doubt. He has written Srimad Bhagavatam and he has seen in his trunks, but he is telling that whether he knows or not. Why? Actually, he knows half. How? Because he is in the line of Krishna, Shaktiman Tattva. He is not object of prem. But Shankar is the object of prem. Ashraya.
Abode
of prem. He is in the line of Srimati Radhika. Sukadeva Goswami also, he was the parrot of Srimati Radhika. In the line of Radhika. So if anyone is the line of Radhika, he can know. Even Krishna cannot know. That is why he comes to know in the shape of form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he was initiated by Vishakha, and then he came to know all these things. In Gambhira he used to test. Then he was testing Srimad Bhagavatam, the mood of Radhika. Srimad Bhagavatam is nothing but the mood, internal mood, instance the mood of Radhika only. Glorifying Radhika. Not glorification of Krishna. Bande Nanda Vraja Istinang Padurinim Vabhakshanas. So everywhere it has been told. So it is right that Vyaso Vetti na Vettiva, whether Vyas knows or not, there is some doubt. Also it has been told, if anyone not hearing so much, Sruto, Dhyayato, Anumodata, Vanumodata, if anyone is hearing Bhagavatam, if he is not, then he is remembering something. And if he cannot do, only he is approached that, to hear Bhagavat is very good. Certifies only. Even a strong impression comes by that, like Sukriti, by this. If he is telling that, Bhagavat is very good thing. He is not hearing even, but he is certifying. Even something is coming. So it has been told that Bhaktya Vimochyan Nara. What I told you in the morning. If anyone is Yavoshlo Kibalna. Shruto Pasutana. No, no, after this.
Bhakta Vimochyan
Nara. If anyone So if anyone is hearing from superiors with deep meanings, with so much bhakti, surrendering himself to Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavat is himself Krishna. So if anyone hearing with Shraddha, then if there is Shraddha,
then Srimad Bhagavat words will come in your heart and will be realized. So these are the process of Srimad Bhagavatam hearing. Sraddhanito anusuriyatath varniyed jah bhakti prang bhagavati pratyalabhya kamam hidarogan masu tihnati charan. So if anyone is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in process and then reading with Shraddha, then all words will come and they will be realized itself. But if anyone has not so much association of high class of Vaishnava, what he will do? He should read short and easy. There is no way. But surrendering yourself to Srimad Bhagavatam, Supathan, that is called Supathan. Supathan, Vicharan Paro. Then you should think how deep the meaning is. Oh, words of Srimad Bhagavatam, you are transcendental. You should realize yourself, manifest your mercy in my heart, that I am kind of realize. This is the process. I know so many high learned scholars of Swamiji, devotees, taken renounce
order.
And also remembering so many Srimad Bhagavatam slokas, from top to bottom to top, all the slokas, and so many meanings. But when Swamiji departed from this world, they left all sannyas, reading Bhagavat and everything. So this is not process. If we want to go in deep in Srimad Bhagavatam, we must read. But if you are reading in process, it will help you. If you have luckily an association, and in association any superior Vaishnava explaining Srimad Bhagavatam, we should not get lose that time. We should try to utilize that. And if no high class, we should read very gently in the guidance of such Vaishnava or such Guru. Not with false ego that, oh, we will understand Srimad Bhagavatam in that process. So you should read Bhagavatam. If no high class of association, you can read yourself out. But in this process, being very humble and offering yourself like Saranagati to Bhagavatam, then it will be realized. Then I told that why 9th canto Bhagavat was told and after that Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto was told. We should try to be make our platform to hear Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. So we should know what is this world by the dialogue of Kapil Dev Devahuti that was told somewhat Shyamrani. You should realize that what is this world. What is this body? Only combination of stool, urine and so many bad things. By taking bath you cannot be purified yourself, because always full of all these things. So you cannot by taking snan. Only it can be by chanting name. If you have taken bath, even just marit pundik rikaksham sab bahya bhyantarishu. Oh, they can be. So after taking bath, yet it has been told to do Achman by name of Krishna. But you are pure always, whether you are doing nothing or something. You are pure in heart, by soul, part and parcel of Krishna. So you can serve Krishna like Dhruva, no harm, but he was stopped. Very stopped, because he has some worldly desire. Prahlad Maharaj has no desire. He was Mahabhagavat. We should try to make a basement like that, to hear. If any problem may come, coming, so many problems. But Prahlad Maharaj was out of all these problems. Never disturbed. If he will be like that you can remember chant Srimad Bhagavatam always. Otherwise you will be disturbed. To know all these things, you can read the chapter of Bharat Maharaj. Chitraketu Maharaj. You should not what is this world is. Don't so much attach to your children and wife and husband like Chitraketu Maharaj in his first life. They cannot make you happy. Never. So don't be worried. What you are, you should be like that, remembering, chanting Krishna. Anyhow, maintaining your life. What did Chitraketu in his last? What? He left everything and he was given by Narad and Angira Rishi the transcendental knowledge. So you should follow all these things. Then quickly I am coming to 10th canto. Parikshit Maharaj is telling that you have told me up to 9th canto, all things. But I am not yet satisfied. I am so hungry for this Harikatha. Nivritta tarsai upagiyamana bausadarsatri manobhiramat ka uttam slok gunanubadat virajye bina pasugunat. Only very wretched animals who are like slaughters, they can avoid Harikatha from superiors. Like a speaker, Sukadeva Goswami. He has not touched even Maya from beginning of his birth. And then he was admitted in the school of Vyasadeva again. And he read Srimad Bhagavat from top, bottom to top, everything. And especially he was a parrot of, very dear parrot of Srimati Radhika. Then he told everything in the court, in the council of Srila Parikshit Maharaj. So he is telling, Nivatta Tarasai Upagiyamana. If a speaker, having no worldly desires, no worldly problems, no attachment, like Sukadeva Goswami, or in his line, and he is explaining Srimad Bhagavatam, you should not lose that chance. It is for three kinds of devotees. Like those who want worldly desires to fulfill. Those who are mukt, those who want liberation, and those who are liberated, and those who are bhakta, and those who are rasik. So for all kinds of. The explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam from that class of speaker. Nevatta tarsai upagiyamanat. Upagiyamanat. What is the meaning of upagiyamanat? Not giyamanat. If he has heard from his guru, Rasik and Vaishnava, realized soul. And then he is speaking like Suta Goswami, Ugrasava. He attended the council of Sukhdev Goswami. He read Srimad Bhagavatam. He heard, he was at the time of Parikshit Maharaj, that class was going. And he heard everything. And then Giyamanath, first Shramanam.
Yeah.
And then if he is perfect, and then he is. Then it is a birth mahasadhi of this world.
Infallible medicine.
Or it will not go in vain. Those were in the council of Parikshit Maharaj and Sukhdev Goswami, all well reparated. All. Those who are junior, senior, Madhyam Adhikari, Kanishtha Adhikari, they all were improved to their stages. Those who were about to be liberated, they were liberated. Though I had no love and affection, they received that. So everyone there. They developed. But Nibhattata Shai Upagiyamana Bhau Sadat Srotri Mana Virama. What is the rogue of this world? What is the main disease by which all diseases are coming? Only more disease is to forget Krishna. And this is called avidya.
Ignorance.
What is ignorance? Ignorance of Krishna Tattva. Devotion and love. The ignorance of all these things is called avidya. So it also goes very quickly. So if anyone is not listening with so great honor and strong belief, they are like butchers, killing themselves and killing others. So in this world, so many are butchers, not only one, so much. And then he began. I told so many reasons, 10 or more than that. First day I told the reasons why Krishna came. He appeared in the jail of Kansa by the womb of Devaki by Vasudev Maharaj. And at the same time, he appeared like a baby connected with his mother Yashoda. Both are true at the same point. Krishna appeared by Devaki at Chaturbhu, 400. Long cut hair. Golden and jewels.
Ornaments.
At the age like 16. Very young, very teenage age like. Very beautiful. And in the same time, he came in the womb of Yashoda, and same time at 12 in night, he came from the womb of Yashoda, just like a baby, as baby comes, 200 only. And he was weeping like, kya, 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 like this. But you should know, Sukhdev Goswami has told that he was son of Vasudev Devaki. To whom? To whom he told? To all Mathura Vasis. He told all Mathura Vasis that Krishna is son of Devadatta. But when he is in Vrindavan, what he will tell? When he will come in Vrindavan, anyone of Vrindavan will not believe Sukadeva Goswami even that he is telling that he is son of Vasudeva Devaki. Never they will believe. Because they have seen already that Krishna came from the womb of Yashoda and he was some link at that time. And that link was cut down in their in front them, in their presence. So how can they believe Sukadeva Goswami or anyone? Or Akrur or Uddhav, they cannot be. So if you are Mathura Vasi, then you can have this belief that Krishna is son of Devaki Vasi, then no harm for him. But if you want to be any Braja Vasi, even a creeper, even a bird, even an animal of Vrindavan, then you will have to believe that Krishna is son of never of Devaki Vasi. But both are true to their position. But it is more clear. And Sukadeva Goswami has told so many times that, one thing more. The devotees of Mathura are high classes of Mathura devotion. They are devotion, high class of devotees. And devotees of Vrindavan also. No? But who are superior? Mathura Vasi, Uddhav, Akrur, or Srimati, Radhika, Lalita, Visakha, Yashoda, Nanda Baba? Who are superiors among them? Oh. Vrajavasi. So we must obey what they are telling. We should have belief more than that. Sometimes Mathura Vasi tells so much lie things. So Krishna has also told that Mathura Vasi are always liars. That is why in Gita Krishna has told to Arjuna that you should promise that I cannot give up any my devotee. If I am telling that, it may be that I may
lie.
Change. But you, if you will do,
if you promise, then I have to keep your promise.
Because I am Mathura Vasi, who was fighting in Mahabharata, he was not Brajendranandan. He was Vasudeva Goswami. So he admits that all Mathura Vasi tells lies. So they are telling that Krishna is son of Vasudeva Devaki, so they are liars. It is not true. So much. Somewhat there is. So if Yashoda Maya telling that you are my son, no doubt of this. So first you should believe this. Swami has told in his Srimad Bhagavat sometimes for beginners that Krishna was the son of Vasudev, but he was given to Nanda and Yashoda to only to support and nourish. He was like Krishna was adopted son of Nanda and Yashoda. But it is not true. Not true. You should have a form. Try to be a Brajavasi. If you are hearing this, then try to be a Brajavasi. First thing is this. Then you can realize Srimad Bhagavat. This is the basis. Krishna having so much opulences and all kinds of powers, especially six of opulence. And where in Nanda Baba house, Brajanandan, all opulences, all powers and everything there, more than Dwarka and Mathura, but it is covered with very sweet
Madhurya.
Madhurya.
Only high class of devotees can realize all this. So try to have a herd of Brijavasi. Those who are sleeping, they will not have all these things. Please try to sit like this, not like this, otherwise you will sleep. And you will miss my class.
You will not be Brijavasi.
And then you will be Mathuravasi. Even not Dwarkavasi. Even not, you will be Vaikunthavasi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
And do like this, then this bird of Maya will go away. And if you are not hearing with attention, then what will be? You are not hearing, then it may be the evils of all others will enter in your heart. And they will sleep there very easily. So don't do like that.